2 weeks ago, we made quite a stink over a flower. The so-called corpse flower attracted long lines of visitors to MSU's Plant Biology Conservatory. The unusual Indonesian plant blooms infrequently and unpredictably. And as if that were not mysterious enough, it smells like rotting meat or flesh. Hundreds of curious people were delightfully grossed out. Now there's another blooming plant that's generating a lot of attention. Ann Arbor's Mathai Botanical Gardens at the University of Michigan announced on Tuesday that blooms were appearing on an American agave plant there. The specimen is 80 years old, and it's the first time it's bloomed since being collected in Mexico in 1934. Mike Palmer is the horticulture manager at Mathai Botanical Gardens, and he joins us now. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Our corpse flower created a surprising amount of attention in visitors. Is there a lot of interest in your agave down there?
Yes, there's a lot of interest because of the whole long story of this plant, 80 years old. It's going to, you know, set seeds, and it will die after that. So it's pretty dramatic.
Describe it for us. I understand it's a member of the asparagus family.
Yes, and you can really tell that on the flower stalk. When the flower stalk first appeared, it looked like asparagus on steroids. It was very large, and it grew 6.5 inches a day. Right now, it is 28 feet tall and has many branches on it, so it doesn't look as much like an asparagus, except for the little side leaves that are on the stalk. You can kind of see that when you eat an asparagus and compare the two.
Mm. And it blooms once in its life?
Once in its life, and then falls over and is no more.
That's the beginning of the end.
It is. I was looking at it yesterday more closely, and you can see now the plant, which really has firm leaves that almost look like octopus arms, is starting to have wrinkles in it. And it, I mean, the amazing amount of energy that goes into that flower stalk, I would get all wrinkled up too.
How about that? Well, it's amazing too. The plant is 80 years old. How far into its life cycle does the American agave typically bloom? When does it bloom?
Usually between 15 and 25 years. That is, of course, outdoors, and it's unusual that ours is in a conservatory, though it has happened in a few other places in the last 10 years in a conservatory-like setting in the United States. But, 80 years, I've had docents for years ask me, when do you think it'll flower? Because we know it's a long period of time, and I'd always say, I don't know. And on April 22nd, when I had a volunteer say, there's a flower stalk on the agave. Have you seen it? I almost couldn't believe it.
Why the long delay for your plant to bloom? Do you know?
I don't know. It's impossible to guess.
But it will generate seeds that can be planted, so its lineage can continue, correct?
Yes. It has over 1,000 flower buds, and it also has other ways it reproduces. American agave can have pups at the base, which ours does not have, by the way, and it can also have pups or propagules up amongst the flower buds. After the flower buds have, you know, done their thing and set seeds, these will form, and we're hoping there'll be plenty of both seeds and these propagules or pups on the stalk. We'll just have to wait and see.
Well, do you stand to learn anything that we didn't already know about the agave plant during this bloom, or do we know everything we need to know about the agave plant except why it blooms when it blooms?
Well, for myself, I've never experienced it, and I've had to call around at some of the other public gardens in the South that have them outdoors and ask them questions because I have people asking me questions. Are the flowers fragrant? What will they look like? And, you know, there's photos on the web that you can look at. But they're not that showy. The individual flower, it's mostly the reproductive parts. The anthers and the stigma stick up out of the partially open bud. And that's about it. But because there's 1,000 of them and they have, you know, the yellow color, they're impressive in number. But individually, it's a little bit, I don't know, kind of a letdown.
Mike Palmer is the horticulture manager at Mathai Botanical Gardens in Ann Arbor. We're talking about Mathai's 80-year-old American agave plant, which is blooming for the first time in its 80-year life since it was collected in Mexico back in 1934. That's a very interesting little bit of history. How did Mathai come into this plant exactly?
Well, the botanical gardens at the University of Michigan has been at a number of sites over the years, and this plant was in a pot at two other sites and then was brought here in the 60s when this property was donated by Fred Mathai Sr. and has been in the collection ever since and went into our desert house, and that's where it has been growing for since the 60s. And this is the year that it decided to send up a flower stalk.
Mm. Oh, interesting. Are these plants common or uncommon?
It's uncommon even in the Southwest to see them flowering. It's not a usual occurrence. I was talking with somebody at the Desert Botanic Garden, and she has them actually in her yard. And I was kind of surprised, but she said that you don't see them that often either. But in a conservatory in the Midwest, that's very uncommon.
When the plant really started to take off here, I believe you said it was in May, I know you reached a point where you had to accommodate the plant, which meant remodeling your greenhouse. Tell us about that.
Yes, we had to schedule a crew to come out and take a piece of glass off right above the stalk when it was about 2 feet from the glass so that the stalk could go through the glass. And it's well above the glass now. It's pretty impressive. What we've noticed is the flower buds above the glass have a different coloration to them. They're more colorful. They have an orangish tinge to them, probably because they're exposed to direct sunlight, where the flower buds below the glass are more greenish, yellowish.
And briefly, Mike, share with our listeners where they can learn more online about actually seeing the plant.
Yes, we have updates on our website. And we also have updates on our Facebook page at MBGNA.
MBGNA.com?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Mike Palmer is horticulture manager at the Mathai Botanical Gardens in Ann Arbor, where their American agave plant, 80 years old, is finally blooming. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.